quite a few others got together to do some radical history talks on the run-up to Abolition 200, which was in 2007. A grassroots sort of collective, is that the right word, Rog? Of various people.
Grass.
I shared the platform one night to talk about this pub, the Seven Stars. On the platform was Dave, who showed me how to talk, Madge Dresser, who was quite brilliant talking about her topic, which is slavery. And I was there because I happen to know a little bit about pubs and pub history. Why's that funny?
Hours of research.
Hours of research, yeah. Anyway, this pub was built just after 1660, just after the Restoration. Its first owner was a chap called Saunders, and he owned what was to become George's Brewery, or Courage's Brewery. He sold it in 1694 to a chap called John Hawkins. John Hawkins was one of the signatories of the petition to get Bristol involved in the Africa trade of 1698, which was successful, unfortunately. He also picked up this pub in 1694 off of Saunders, and it was effectively one of the first tide pubs of the country, really. Tide meaning it was attached to a brewery. They didn't brew in the pub. Anyway, little did they know, but 70 years after that, it would be important or pivotal on the world stage as the place where Thomas Clarkson, Wilberforce's foot soldier, actually came to Bristol to start his investigations into the vagaries of the slave trade. A lot of people knew it was a bad thing. Clarkson had done his own essay on it, an award-winning essay, and the things he was finding out were making him restless. He met some people in London. They told him to go and find out more, so he actually came to Bristol. He was introduced via some Quakers. He was introduced to Landlord Thompson of the Seven Stars, and Landlord Thompson was able to guide him around Bristol to some of the pubs that were inveigling people on board slave ships. People didn't want to go on the slave ships. He's also able to talk to sailors and everything and actually find out exactly what was happening in the slave trade. And this was the start of his real evidence gathering that eventually, 20 years later, led to the abolition of the slave trade. Not the actual keeping of slaves, but the trade in it itself. Landlord Thompson is a bit of a mystery character. We've tried to find out more and more. One of the first physical things, I suppose, the Radical History Group has been able to do is put a plaque actually up in Bristol to some unknown hidden history, and it was that of Clarkson's. And in finding out about do I shut that bloody thing away? in finding out, you've put me off my stroke here.
Sorry.
Oh dear. When we did that plaque, we didn't want it to be one of these ordinary blue plaques. We wanted it to be something a little bit different. We wanted Clarkson to be up there in the fore of it. So we got a brilliant Bristol plaque designer called Mike Baker to actually sculpt Clarkson's sort of visage on it. And then we put episodes of Clarkson's visit here. It was only a short visit, two months, something like that, around the plaque, and then just make more of the importance of what he found when he actually came here. This pub, as I say, changed the world. It's great that we've got something to show and shout out about. We found things out going back to 2006. There was a fellow in the audience called Peter Linebaugh. He was the star speaker. And when we were mentioning the Seven Stars, he said, "Was the Seven Stars sign anything to do with the Big Dipper?" And we said, or I said, "No, it's the plough sign." He said, "Well, in America, it's the Big Dipper." The Big Dipper in America was very important because it was the symbol for the freedom train that slaves used in the 1830s and 1840s to freedom in the north of America. They followed the Seven Stars, as we call them, to the North Star, or the Freedom Star as it is now in the States, and that journey took them using a pilot song, which is what mariners used to sort of signify the way, the time of year, what to look out for, etc. The escaped slaves were able to go up rivers and so on to avoid the hounds that were chasing them at a specific time of year to freedom in the north. And it was just one of those great twists of history, of fate, that sort of said the seven stars where Clarkson crossed the threshold to get freedom in this country was what the Americans were using 30 or 40 years later to get freedom in the States. It was just another quirk. And we happened to find out that the Great Western Railway, one of the most successful engines locomotives on the Great Western Railway, was also called the North Star. So all this symbolism was coming in, so we've actually got the picture of the North Star locomotive on the plaque. Another fact that came out through Bristol Radical History was that slave compensation money was paid to the owners of slaves in 1838 and 1833. I think it was two phases. Anyway, that money was invested in the Great Western Railway, another great irony, both by Bristol slave plantation owners and Liverpool ones subsequently. So again, another big twist. So if you do get a chance to have a look at the plaque or go in the pub or whatever, please look up the iconography on it and you'll find out all these little tales we're telling. And it's all thanks to Bristol Radical History. BMRHGHGO. Okay, join up. Thank you.